Southeastern Guide Dogs in Manatee County has just launched a new volunteer puppy raising group. They've teamed up with MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa to contribute to Paws for Patriots. These dogs will go on to serve veterans as guide dogs and service dogs and dogs that offer therapy and emotional support. WSF's Bobby O'Brien brings you a tale of two guide dogs. There's Brittany, who's easing into retirement, and Zach, who has just graduated from puppy boot camp, in our series Off the Base.
Oh, Brittany, get back here. Come here.
Michael Jernigan settles down his longtime companion, Brittany. The Labrador Golden Retriever mix lies down next to his chair. They've been inseparable for 8 years.
I will always have Brittany in my heart. I will always have Brittany there. You know, she was the first, longest, most successful female relationship I've ever had in my life so far.
A roadside bomb in Iraq severely wounded the Marine in 2004. He lost both his eyes, had his forehead crushed, his right hand, left knee, and leg torn up. When they were first paired up, Jernigan says the attraction was immediate.
Brittany just came in the room and was like, "Hey, how you doing? I guess I'm here to work with you today. Let's go. What are we doing?" Brittany loves me no matter what, no matter who I am, no matter what's wrong with me, no matter the stress I'm under. Brittany loves me. In turn, I love her.
They've had quite a life together, a total of 66 cross-country journeys for speaking engagements and conferences, as well as earning a college degree at USF St. Pete.
College is stressful. You know, it is, with all those kids walking around and I can't see and I'm trying to find my classes and stuff like that. And Brittany was right there with me every step of the way.
Brittany helped Jernigan navigate to classes, as well as lessen his anxiety, like when he was trying to work his way through a campus crowd during a 2008 election rally.
I'm anxious, hypervigilant at the time, and I was like a spring just wound too tight. And Brittany stopped. When she stopped, I first thought that she was stopping for an obstacle or something like that. She started hitting my hand with her cold nose and got me to pet her, and before I realized it, she had sensed that stress, that tension in me, and she stopped me.
But their relationship changed this February when Jernigan and others noticed his 10-year-old guide dog was losing her focus.
Brittany's worked hard. Brittany's earned her retirement. You know, no matter what her age is, she's still very healthy. She's still very active. But at this point, she's just kind of at that point where it's time for her to retire.
He says the hardest thing is the 90 days of no contact with Brittany so she can adjust to her new retirement home and bond with her new family.
It's all part of the cycle. Brittany's not leaving my life. She's going to live with one of my best friends. So I'm still going to continue to see Brittany. She just won't be living with me anymore.
And that cycle continues at Southeastern Guide Dogs in Palmetto, where Jernigan now works as a donor relations manager.
Good boy, sit. Or stretch, that works too. Leave it.
A new guide dog, a 2-year-old lively yellow Labrador named Zach, has just graduated and was matched up with a Marine. But it was not Jernigan. Instead, Lance Corporal Evan Bodle was paired with Zach.
I knew Zach was for me the first time that I took him out, and he kept up and kept with my pace. It was amazing.
Severely wounded in Afghanistan and later losing his eyesight due to complications from a corneal transplant, Bodle was paired with Zach this month through the Paws for Patriot program that has placed more than 100 guide dogs and service dogs with blind and wounded veterans. It's a program that Jernigan co-founded to help his fellow veterans. As for finding another guide dog for himself, Jernigan is still searching. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.